Now, John Taylor joins us. Normally, Walmart leads us. Well, they were leading yesterday, but in a different way. John?
Yeah, yesterday the Dow was down 61 points. That's the fifth trading session in a row that it's been down, and a lot of it being blamed on Walmart, one of the Dow components. Walmart was down about 1.5% yesterday. At one point in time, was down over $2, ended up closing down about $1.10. Why? Well, it appears that inventory levels are rising substantially at Walmart, and an internal email that was obtained by Bloomberg indicated that Walmart was telling their vendor, many of their vendors, that they were going to reduce their orders in the third and fourth quarter, and the inventory levels are rising, and so that means, so why are inventory levels rising? Well, because sales are below expectations. And it was a tough day for some other retailers, too. We'll get to that in just a minute. Walmart, of course, says that's really not the case, but we do know this. Their inventory levels are rising faster than their sales are, and that's not a good sign. We saw a survey a few days ago from a company called SmartTrack that indicates the holiday sales are going to be pretty anemic this year, I guess would be a good word. They're projected to rise about 2.4%. If that's true, based on projections, it'll be the lowest rise in holiday sales, retail sales, since 2009. Another retailer that just got hammered yesterday, a lot worse than Walmart, JCPenney. Stock was down over 15%, at one time down below $10 a share, a 13-year low. Based upon a Goldman Sachs research report, which was pretty negative about the company, the company's also apparently burning through their cash at a rate that they can't replace, and they are considering a $1 billion $1 billion stock offering to raise new cash. As I mentioned, the market was down again yesterday, but the Dow futures are up some this morning. Maybe we'll break that string. Some encouraging economic news from a couple fronts. New home sales rebounded in August. They were up 7.9%. However, still August and July were still the worst 2 months for new home sales this year, and it indicates that the rate of acceleration in home sales is really slacking off some, and that's because of rising mortgage rates, which I keep talking about here over and over again, but this is a credit-driven economy that we live in. Just a few minutes ago, we got some economic data that we've been waiting on, that the final number for GDP, gross domestic product, that's the total value of goods and services our economy produces, final number for the last quarter came in at 2.5% on an annualized rate. That's better than nothing, but it's certainly not a great rate for the economy to be increasing. And then every Thursday we talk about this jobs number, that's people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, initial claims. That number dropped. It was 310,000 last week, came in 305. The experts thought it'd be 325. So we continue to see the number of people filing for unemployment for the first time dropping. But once again, there may be more to that story than just the headline. But perhaps we'll break that string of five losing sessions and see the market actually up today.
Hope so, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can visit with him right there. And, of course, he'd love to have you. And if you can't make it, certainly use the phone. The phone number, 479-782-2527, 479-782-2527. And you can email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.